WHCL, Clinton, New York. And now, an all Benny Goodman edition of Radiola. Yes, this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and tonight we have an all Benny Goodman Radiola. And this is in honor of Benny's centenary. And Benny was born May 30th, 1909. So I don't know if I'll be on next week, but we thought we'd honor him this week. Apparently another station is doing a full honor of playing all his recordings. But we're going to play one record that they don't have. So we're kind of proud of that. We won't brag too much. No, me and the mouse in my pocket. You know, we're doing the show. We began with Carl Fenton and his orchestra, What a Day, from 1929, a rather obscure Benny performance. And also Louisiana Rhythm Kings, I'm Walking Through Clover. It's a Red Nichols group, 1929. And Benny's theme song, which will be our theme song for this evening. Benny, that recording, by the way, is from the 78, which I found on Free Day at the library, and it was, you know, headed for, you know, the wherever was they go after the Free Day. And I had to clean it up a bit, but sounds good. Sounds really good. Let's Dance, 1939. Not bad for a Red Label Columbia. And you won't hear too many of those on this show. You'll hear a lot of the other ones, though. And we're going to continue now here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. We're going to continue with Benny's first issued recording. We don't have the Earl Baker Cylinders, but we've got this. Here's Ben Pollock and his Californians in 1926. And you may not hear Benny here, but you'll hear a lot of them later. So let's just give him this one. Ben Pollock, Joey Ray on the vocal here, When I First Met Mary, 1926. Thank you. That kid's got talent, and I mean Benny Goodman. Wow. That was a whoopee stomp under the label of Jimmy McHugh's Bostonians, but that was actually the Ben Pollock group recording on the Harmony and Associated labels under the Columbia jurisdiction. But Whoopee Stomp, 1928, he was, 18, 19 years old there? Amazing sound. Ben Pollock, Memphis Blues of 1927. And you heard some Benny in there, and lots of Jimmy McPartland, and also Glenn Miller. And I have to say, I think Glenn Miller sounds a lot better playing with Ben Pollock than he did later. Just, it's real hot, really good stuff there. And I love these early sides. And you have to, you forget these are just kids, just young guys. And there's such vitality here, such warmth of feeling. And they're obviously loving it as they're playing it. We began with the first issued recording that Benny Goodman appears upon, which is When I First Met Mary, 1926, Ben Pollock and His Californians. Not a jazz side, but we've included it just for completeness sake. And that's when he started. We don't have the Earl Bakers, unfortunately. If I locate those, I'll include those in a later program, but chances are you won't be hearing them. I don't know how their musical value is, so that's also what I'm considering. I'm Andy Senior, and this is Radiola, and you're listening to WHCL 88.7 FM, Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. Thanks so much for listening tonight. It's very warm, and I can understand if you're outside enjoying the weather. But if you're by a radio or by your computer and you're streaming or whatever, I hope you're enjoying that too. Here's a record on which Benny appears, and I thought I would include it also, mainly because I just love the record. It's Annette Hanshaw, kind of doing her Helen Kane thing, but it's a lovely record. 1928, I Want to Be Loved by You.
Righteous crown we'll wear, and our work, alive the whole day through. If I could say it's all for you, for you brought that new kind of love to me.
She lost her job because of that. Then to make it worse, poor Ella lost a fella. Oh, say. So she sailed to Egypt. You forget? Yes, sir. But she made a hit. She's there yet. Oh, boy, if you hear of a gal who can shake and quake till it makes you think of a nervous snake, they're speaking of nobody but Egyptian Ella. She weighs 220, but they don't care. They like him a plenty way out there. And she's got the love of every fella. Yes, sir. She does a dance, and when she stops by that river Nile, the boys all take their old sweethearts and throw them to the crocodiles. And every sheik in the audience jumps up and yells that she's immense. How they love. They love Egyptian Ella. Wow. Egyptianella, why she even, yes sir, just like jelly on a plate.
That was Egyptianella. That was, you know, Benny's on there. That was from 1931. Ted Lewis, Ted knew talent. Ted had a lot of talent himself, but it was mainly in the showmanship realm. And he also appreciated Benny Goodman, even though Benny was known to do an imitation of Ted that was rather dead on. But Egyptianella, 1931. Muggsy Spanier's also in there. What a great bunch of guys. Got to say that. Before that, Ethel Waters. You brought a new kind of love to me, 1930. Yeah. Well, I had to play Ethel Waters. Yeah. And also, I had to play Annette Hanshaw, I Want to Be Loved by You, 1928. And I think Benny's there on alto sax, but he's not in the forefront by any means. But he's on that session, so I included him. And I want to include some good things tonight, and that is a good thing. And I hope you're enjoying the show tonight. This is Radio. I'm Andy Sr. We're on until 10 p.m. tonight on WHCL, 88.7 FM. Thanks for listening and streaming if you're on WHCL.org. And now here's Benny playing clarinet and cornet. And I think you'll recognize this cornet playing. It's sort of toward the end, and it sounds like a guy who's not used to playing the cornet. Still, I think it's quite remarkable that that he would do that. And this is from 1928, Jungle Blues, Benny Goodman's Boys.
Thank you.
This is WHCL. Aren't you glad? I'm enjoying this. That was Bag of Blues, or Bag O apostrophe Blues, if you will have it that way, 1929. I think it's a 10 freshmen, but they could have been under any number of names, the Lumberjacks or Whoopie Makers or what have you. A Biograph LP of Benny Goodman is where I got that from. And before that, Benny, that's his roots there, man. That's a little klezmer in there. You heard it. Clarinetitis. And you know how painful that can be. And that was 1928. Well, that wasn't painful at all. He was, what a brilliant guy. Just, just 19 or 18, 19 years old. Amazing. Before that, Benny Goodman's boys with, I don't know if they were Jim and Glenn in there, but I believe so. Jungle Blues. And Benny was one of those cornetists you heard, and you probably could figure out which one, since that wasn't his native instrument, but he could play it. If he had to, he could play it. 1928. And this is Radiola. I do appreciate you listening tonight. Thanks for tuning in. We got a lot of stuff left here. It's good stuff, though. Really good. A lot of Sideman stuff, a lot of early sessions, not so much on the RCA side, but those are a little more available, so I thought I would go obscure and interesting. And here are the Ipana Troubadours under the direction of Sam Lannon. Do you? That's all I want to know. Well, that's the name of the song. 1928.
Like me a little bit, I mean a little bit. Do you? You do. That's all I want to know. Do you like me some more than that, this much, or maybe more than that? Do you? You do. That's all I want to know. And do you like my certain style? I think I'll stick around a while. Mind if I hold your hand? Do you or do you understand? Do you? You do. That's all I want to know.
walk on my baby back home. Arm in arm over meadow and farm, walking my baby back home. We go long harmonizing a song, for I'm reciting a poem. Owls go by and they give me the eye, walking my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile and snuggles her head to my chest. We started to pet, and that's when I guess her towel from all over my vest. After I kinda straighten my tie, she has to borrow my comb. One kiss, then I continue again, walking my baby back home. Thank you.
And for those of you who don't know, that was Herb Gordon and his Hotel Ten Eck Whispering Orchestra in 1929 with Jericho. And that's a very obscure Benny Goodman item. But Benny's on there, and he plays amazingly. I don't know if that's Venuti and Lang on there as well, but whoever it is really good. They're really good. And that's off a Timeless CD. That if you have that 78, you know, put it in the vault. But that's Herb Gordon and 10 Eck or 10 Ike. I don't know, E-Y-C-K. See, I only know one language. That's where I'm troubled here. Before that, the Charleston Chasers. Well, I can say that. Paul Small on the vocal. Walking My Baby Back Home from 1931. And began with the I Panna Troubadours under the direction of Sam Lennon. And both Benny Goodman and Jimmy McPartlin were on there. Do you? That's all I want to know. Well, that's not all I want to know, but that's a start. 1928. And this is Radio. I'm Andy Sr. Thanks for tuning in tonight. And I've said that a few times, but I really mean it. Because sometimes I feel like I'm just shouting down a well. But this show will be uploaded to Live 365 this weekend. It will also be available in other ways. And if you're resourceful, you'll find them. One of those resources is Radiola Blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com, or Radiola typed into Google will achieve pretty much finding Radiola Blog. And there are many great links there. I want you to, you know, try out some of these other shows. There are so many good shows on. Try out The Big Broadcast with Rich Connolly, Forward into the Past with Randy Bryan. Those are two I'm mentioning thus far, but there's so many, and there are a lot of podcasts. There are sites of musicians who are keeping this music alive in performance, which is the important thing. So continuing now with our Benny Goodman tribute on the occasion of the 100th anniversary of his birth, which will be a week from Saturday. Here's a record which was not featured on the WKCR 2-week, 3-week long tribute to Benny Goodman. This is a record they couldn't find. They were looking all over for this thing, but I've got it. Boy, do I have it. I have it right here for you, and you'll love it. This is Red Norvo, and Benny Goodman is playing the bass clarinet. I believe Dick McDonough on guitar, Artie Bernstein on string bass, 1933. A Red Norvo composition, Dance of the Octopus.